Well, any win's a great win. We can start with that. I was real pleased with how we came out in the first quarter. Went ahead 10-0, had good control of the game. And then we kind of went into a little wall the second quarter. We gave up a big play on defense. And offensively, we made a couple of long negative yards on about three drives in a row. Lost yardage plays, sack, a mental error, a penalty, which killed the drives. And then, of course, we got the big block right before the half. But the biggest thing, really, that the difference of the game was the third quarter. And the stats, I mean, 235-2, three three-and-outs by the defense, two long scoring drives by the offense, and then we go down a third time and really got a chance to put them away, and we lose it on downs. And if there's anything disappointing, that it's like we don't know how to smell blood, because we really had a chance to put them out. We kept letting them hang around, and then they hit a drive. And then all of a sudden, it's a 10-point game, and now, hold on again. So what was real good, though, the offense comes out. We're up 10, and we answer the bell. We go about eight plays, almost 70 yards for a touchdown, and, that gave us the win. So our big deal this week was staying focused for four quarters, and I think we did that. I wish we didn't give up two touchdowns late, and that's something we got to work on. I wish we could have put them away a little earlier, but it's not easy to do that, certainly not on the road. But overall, I was very pleased with the total team effort, and now we got to do it again this week. Play consistently, bring the intensity in practice, pour our heart into the week, and learn how to do it consistently.
Real quick, can you talk about the weekend Porter and Jackson had on the ball?
Well, phenomenal job. And, but really, when you run the ball the way they ran it, you got to give some recognition to their linemen. The offensive line did a great job of blocking. We didn't have very many mistakes up front. We got movement up front. We picked up their blitzes. And then that allowed Patrick and Daniel to do their deal. And I said it after the game, we need to run the ball well. And when we do, it just helps everything. It shrinks the game a little. It helps the throwing game. And I thought the receivers played their best game. I really did. They made some tough catches. They made some big plays. They blocked well. So they're showing improvement. And that's good. It's very encouraging.
Coach, you talked all season about putting together all three phases of the game. Was this as close to a complete effort offense, defense, special teams that you've seen all year?
I think it was. And certainly you're never where you want it to be. And you had some breakdowns on all three phases. But it was the closest thing to a complete game we've had on all three phases. And, we were doing great on special teams till right at the end there. And that guy is a special cat. I mean, he is. And we were trying to pooch it, and we kicked it deep, and then it holds your breath, and that gave them good field position. They went in and got a cheap one at the end.
That play, I mean, Robinson, the kick and punt returner, was it a breakdown, or is he just that special of a player?
Well, it's both. There were a couple of times in the game where we had him hemmed up and tackled, and he's special. And our emphasis all week was, we got to get all the hats around the ball, because you can't say, hey, you're there, make the tackle. I mean, he makes a lot of guys miss. He's the best I've seen as far as doing both. Listen, his stats are proving it. I almost laughed today in the teleconference. They asked me, man, you guys did better than anybody at shutting this guy down. And I came out of there going, God, he wore us out. So it just shows you what he's done to other teams. But it was the last one was a breakdown. We didn't kick the ball the way we were supposed to kick the ball. And then we weren't given the effort. And, it's one of those late in the game, you got to bring the same intensity as the first kick. And we didn't.
Happy to see the team come together on the road. I mean, we've
kind of
asked you questions about that. Not winning on the road.
When it's been 2 years, I mean, the questions are deserving. Really, we haven't played poorly on the road. We just hadn't put it all together for four quarters, and that's what our emphasis was. We played a great first half at Fresno, and we just didn't finish it. So what was good about this was how we came out after halftime and really just put it to them. And that's good. I mean, that means we're tuned in and we're focused, and hopefully we can build on it.
Do you get a sense that this team is growing and building? Because, I mean, winning on the road is tough, and completing the game is something that you've been working on all season. Is this team growing and going in the direction that you want?
It seems that way, you know, and I think it's just too early to make that. You know, you really don't want to make any judgments on what your team is until the end of the year. But great positive signs the last 2 weeks, too, offensively. Defense did a great job. You know, really, we gave up one big play and one drive. And then they got one at the end, which we need to learn how to finish them off. But and we're going to need that kind of complete play out of everybody for us to win games.
Another unique road challenge this week. An odd place to play. You know, I know you don't like excuses and you say that it's not going to matter, but they talk about,
if you already know why you asked. No. But it is, I mean, it's a dome, so that is different. I mean, I will acknowledge that. You know, we'll get there to kind of get a feel for the environment. I think our players probably know it better than I do. There are some technical issues of playing inside that you need to kind of get adjusted to, the lighting and that sort of thing. But the travel, I'm going to just answer it the way you know I'm going to answer it. I mean, it didn't hurt us against Utah. So it shouldn't hurt us against Idaho. And if it does, then it's because we're allowing it to hurt us. And it really didn't hurt us against Fresno, you know, unless you say, well, I mean, you could make an argument that in the fourth quarter it was about 1 in the morning on our bodies. But I don't think that was the travel as much as playing the game so late. But I feel good about our plan on these road trips, and I think the players do too. I don't think we've looked sluggish. I don't think we looked fatigued. And we proved last week that in the second half, we can play well on the road. And that's what we need to do.
Three of your last four games on the schedule, of course, are on the road. I mean, I guess
yeah.
Talk about it.
Four of the last five, isn't it? Yeah. Counting this last one?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, looking at the schedule really doesn't favor you guys all that much, but the way you just
it didn't favor us looking at it before the first game either. I mean, the schedule really hadn't favored us all year.
But does it make you feel a little more comfortable right now as a coach, only because of what you just said about how your guys are actually playing the way you would like them to play on the road?
Well, we did 1 week, you know, so what we got to do now is duplicate it and get consistency, because these trips are unavoidable. I mean, they're unavoidable, so we can – it's all how you look at it. Yeah, I mean, do we want to end the year 4 out of the last 5 on the road? No. All right, we'll work on that in the future, but we can't control that now. All I know is we got Idaho on the road this week, and that's how they got to look at it.
Coach, with up 10-7, they're about to kick a field goal. Talk about that field goal block. So you're going into halftime up 3 instead of tied, and you have all the momentum.
Yeah. You know, there was about a minute left, okay? And I normally would call a timeout and make them kick it with about a minute. And so we could get the ball back and see if we can do anything on offense. But I was very concerned about how we were playing on offense. We weren't moving. We were kind of going backwards. And I felt like we needed to get in the locker room, settle them down, make some adjustments. And I was really content with going in 10-10. What I didn't want to do is chop a timeout. They make a field goal, kick it to us. They got 2 timeouts. They start using theirs, and then we got to punt it to their returner. And then they get another one. All right, so I made the decision, dude, let's run the clock down. And here we go. Well, then we block it. And then, you know, then I'm thinking, please score, because we don't have any time. And then I thought we were going to get the ball in field goal range, and they brought it back to the 40. So we had to do a Hail Mary. But it was a big play because we stayed ahead. I mean, we're going in the locker room win. And that was good. But really, you can't really say, well, that was the turning point. The turning point was how we came out and played in the third quarter. It wouldn't have mattered if we were to come out in the third quarter, gone 3 and out, punted, and they got points. Then that block becomes only an issue at the end of the game. Does that make sense? I don't even know if I answered your question.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right.
But like that block, and then there was a drive that you guys started deep in your own territory, and Patrick Jackson runs it 35 yards.
Huge.
It seems like players seem to maybe have a sense of the moment when you need a big play.
I have seen signs of that. You know, Faust, this is his third block of the year, all right, and he's a true freshman. And when he got here, you know, all you got to do is watch one play or two, and you see guys who kind of have a knack for that kind of thing. So, you know, it's no secret who we scheme up to make blocks. I mean, you scheme up guys who can do it, and he's come through at big times on blocks. It's just what you said. He blocked one right before the half against Hawaii, which was huge. Blocked one before the half here, which was huge. And then he blocked New Mexico, which was a difference in the game, really, when you look back on it. And you're right. We were backed up there and got a big run, made a big play. So hopefully we keep finding more. There were a couple times in those games, you know, the wideouts made a couple of big plays that they hadn't made. We threw and caught some balls that we have not done all year. I mean, a couple of turn routes right on time, you know, so that's good. It means we're improving. All right, and it's a little bit why you don't want to panic when things aren't going well. Just keep practicing, and then you'll play out of it if you're committed, if you care, if it's important to you. And we're doing that. We just need to continue to. So, you know, I'm not ready to do this. We got a tough hoe ahead of us.
You're progressing and improving, and I know you kind of address it every week, but through 8 weeks, does this team have an identity yet?
We'll find out at the end of the year. I think this stretch here is going to define the team. And I kind of told the team that before Utah game. I said, you know, we're going to get defined by how we play down here in November. And, you know, it's almost like that really every year. But this year, very much so. You go 3-10, we're not going to be saying, hey, we really progressed throughout the course of the year. We'll say, man, we were really progressing until game 9. Right? Well, all of a sudden, then you win a couple of more. Okay, now you got a little, here's what we were. So I'm just not ready to pass judgment on what our team is. I think it's too early. And really, I'm going to be like that every year. You always want to look back at the body of work. You know, it's just like Michigan. They lose the first game. If they go 11-1, okay, they just lost, they screwed up one game. You know, now you lose the first game, then you lose the next 5. You say, well, that game killed us. But I just kind of, you know, it's just like, you want to go back to golf here. How many times have you heard this? I shot 81, but if I'd have made those 2 putts, man, I really shot 79. But you didn't make the 2 putts. It all balances out. If you shot 81 and you missed 2 5-footers, I bet you made 2 15-footers you shouldn't have made. So really, you're an 81. I mean, that's what you are. You are what you are. You finish 7-4, you don't say, well, 7-4, man, if we would have gotten those 2 games, we're 9-2. Yeah, but you probably won 2 you shouldn't have gotten, so you're 7-4. And that's my point. Let's look at the end of the year, and whatever we finish, that's what we are. I mean, we can sit there and say, well, we should have beat Hawaii. I'm in the post-game interview feeling great about Utah State. And I get asked about the Hawaii game. It's mind-boggling to me.
What did they?
I don't know. I think Malcolm told him to. Yeah. But, you know, you just let's go play the next game. Then at the end of the year, let's see what we did. And we'll figure out why we lost the ones we lost and why we won the ones we won and what we need to improve on. But you are what you are, man. If you're 7-4, you're 7-4.
What's the Idaho specifically do that concerns you for this week?
Well, they cause a lot of confusion on defense, for our side on offense, and then for our side on defense, they obviously have a great runner that we got to stop. They play different quarterbacks, so we got to be ready for different styles. And they're struggling. You know, they've gone through and they're playing good, and then they're just not winning. So they'll be looking to get their kind of break out of their deal. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be on the road, and it's going to be 4 quarters.
Do you expect them to maybe be able to run the smash mouth style you did this past week, again this week maybe, against this defense?
Well, they're going to be they can stop the run. So it's certainly never going to be easy, but we really go into every game needing to establish the running game. And that doesn't mean we come in and just start pounding it. You know, we came out the first play of the game, we threw a long, hit a big play throwing the ball. So, and sometimes that helps. You hit something early throwing. You know, now the defensive coordinator's over there going, well, they can throw it. So we're just going to run our offense, and they'll run their defense. You know, we'll have our wrinkles, they'll have theirs, and then we'll see who does better.
This is a team that Tech has had a close ball game 2 years ago, 41-38, and then last year losing here at Joe IA. Is that being brought up this week as far as keeping guys motivated?
You know, we really have not ever brought up prior games any week. I don't think it matters. It only matters how we come out and play. You know, it doesn't matter all the spirits and the history and, you know, it happened in Georgia, Florida this week. I mean, at some point, you just, none of that stuff really matters. So, I don't know. Sometimes I don't even look at the past because you start going, uh-oh. It's frightening when you look sometimes.
Coach, it seems like this offense has really turned around ever since Zach didn't get the start and then he got put back in. Have you sensed a change in either Zach or this offense kind of rallying behind him?
Well, I've sensed a change a little bit in Zach's demeanor during the course of a game. I think he's got a much better demeanor out there. I don't think he's put – I don't sense him wanting to make plays. I sense him more executing the offense. And I also see the other players around him playing better and improving, which always helps the quarterback. You know, a lot of those throws this week were not much different than the throws. What was the week we dropped all the passes? New Mexico? Yeah. There were, and if you go look at the film, I mean, there weren't perfect throws this week, but we caught them. So you say, well, man, Zach really threw it better. But really, they weren't much different. And they weren't bad throws. I don't want you to think they were bad throws, but they're a little here and a little there, and we caught them. So I think it's a combination of Zach having a much better calm about him during the game and the players improving around him.
Do you find it odd or different or weird in the past, the other guy getting benched, coming back in, and then being more calm? That sounds interesting to me. Do you think you'd be even more nervous to be able to hook again?
I don't know. It's a good question. But sometimes it takes getting over there and saying maybe how you did it before wasn't working. Let's try something differently. You know, maybe that's it. I don't know. You'll have to ask Zach that one.
Does he seem more relaxed, do you think?
He does during the game.
Yeah.
I mean, when I talk to him in the game, he's just got a much better demeanor about him. And I told Zach that. I saw it in the game that in New Mexico. Was it New Mexico? Yeah, I saw it that second half. I mean, he was very calm. Not a lot of anxiety. Wasn't real defensive. If he made a mistake, he just said, "I made a mistake, and I'm good with that. Let's go on."
How many times have you? And you're going to say, "Now, what does this have to do with?"
Coach in a dome.
Y'all know my answers already.
How many times have you coached in a dome stadium, Tim? NFL and otherwise?
Well, the Superdome several times and the Georgia Dome a couple of times. We were in Detroit on Thanksgiving, played in that dome. Where else? I don't know. Those are the ones that jump out at me.
That doesn't play in. I mean, it's...
The only real technical issue is what's the lighting. That's always what I go in there for returners and, you know, you got to practice a little bit. Now, I've never been in a mini dome, you know, which there's several of those. I mean, this is kind of a mini dome.
Would you compare it more to like a basketball arena? Than?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've never been in.
It is. It's like a ball in Northern Iowa.
I mean, the advantage is, we used to love the dome because you always knew what the weather was going to be. I mean, you know, I go into every game worried about the weather. Wind, sun, rain, temperature, field conditions. It eliminates all that stuff. So a lot of your pregame decisions, I mean, you just go out there and you know what it is, unless they crank the AC or the heat a little bit more than you anticipate. You know, noise is always a factor inside if it's a big crowd, just because the noise doesn't go anywhere. Anything else?
Thanks,
guys.